Janet, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No problem.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a primary school teacher. I teach the arts. So I teach drama, dance, music, and visual arts.
And so how did all this start?
Well, obviously we're all a bit trapped at the moment and I guess a little bit bored. And I've always had a thing about just making a fool of myself. And then that combined with seeing the English doing an amazing job going out and clapping for the health workers. And I thought it was a beautiful thing, but I thought it was very British to just stand and politely clap. So I figured we needed it to be a bit more Aussie. And I thought, you know, just get out and have a dance on your driveway.
I think it's just brilliant. And I mean, a lot of other people have thought so as well. What's the kind of response been?
Well, it was a little bit of a slow burn, but that's okay. We've been doing it for 3 Sundays now, and it's at 5 p.m. at anybody's local time, so right around the world. So in last Sunday, we had dancers in Canada and the UK and New Zealand and also, obviously, Australia.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. And so what song are you guys hoping that you can use this Sunday?
Well, one of the nurses in Brisbane suggested that we use Vicar and Linda Bull's. They've just put up on Facebook a spin on Nutbush, and they've called it ISO City Limits, and I'd really like to use that. So if Vicar and Linda Bull are out there, please let us know we can use your song.
Brilliant. That's a call out to Vicar and Linda Bull. I mean, you said that you saw that the British had started to do this, but do you have family or friends in healthcare? Why did you kind of decide that this is something we should do?
I know people that are nurses and healthcare workers, but and it sort of evolved over time to not just be healthcare workers, but essential workers, you know, the people working in supermarkets, the truck drivers, teachers. There's a lot of us that are considered essential workers at the moment and don't always get the recognition that they deserve. And so I just thought it was a good way to have fun and to come together. I think it's really important that at the moment when, you know, they're telling us to stay socially distanced, and I don't like the word. I think we should be physically distanced, but I think socially we can still come together and be a community and do something good.
I think that's a great note to leave it on. Janet, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No problem. Thank you.